WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
If you know Johnny Paycheck's name at all, it's probably from his 1977 number one hit, Take This Job and Shove It. But that song was very much an exception in the career of this country singer, and his failure to come up with a hit as big as Take This Job led him into trouble, including a 1989 jail conviction for shooting a man in a barroom brawl. Now his honky-tonk music from the 1960s has been reissued on Johnny Paycheck, The Real Mr. Heartache. Ken Tucker has a review.
Just follow the stairway to this lonely world of mine. You'll find me waiting here in apartment number 9. Loneliness surrounds.
A tough guy with a soft heart and a wild mind, Johnny Paycheck is an underrated country performer. He's a guy whose biggest success was a fluke novelty hit that doomed him not to be taken seriously, yet Paycheck's best work is serious stuff indeed, full of rancor, madness, and blood. He really likes to lay it on the line. The Real Mr. Heartache includes his most infamous song, Pardon Me, I've Got Someone to Kill, a tune that shocked radio programmers in 1966 and wouldn't have a ghost of a chance on country radio in these timid 90s of ours. Paycheck may have come on like a redneck rabble-rouser, but he was no stranger to irony. Just listen to how jaunty he sounds singing about a completely miserable life on a song like I'm Barely Hanging On to Me.
It's just my luck that I'll have to exist in a world where I just survive. I'm still breathing, so I guess that means I'm still alive. But no one could tell it by the image that they see. Since I let go of you, I'm barely hanging on to me.
Paycheck, whose real name is Donald Little, worked as a songwriter and backup singer and guitarist in Nashville and the West Coast in the 60s. He went out on tours with stars like George Jones, Porter Wagner, and a guy who became a bigger star but is now even more underrated, Farron Young, who died just a couple of months ago. In the mid-60s, a record executive named Aubrey Mayhew believed so strongly that Johnny Paycheck was going to be the next big thing that he quit his job and built an independent record label around him called Little Darlin'. Paycheck and Mayhew co-wrote a slew of good songs that met with only middling success. One of the best was a bizarre 1967 tune called Like Me, You'll Recover in Time, in which Johnny's in a padded cell and gets a new roommate, his ex-wife, who's been committed for killing her new husband. Another unusually vehement song that's been rescued from obscurity on The Real Mr. Heartache is this one, It Won't Be Long and I'll Be Hating You.
Lately, life with you has been everything to make you happy I could do. Now you got me hating things I used to love to do. And it won't be long and I'll be hating you.
What Paycheck got out of jail from his shooting conviction in 1989. He's still around performing, but like most guys his middle age, he gets no respect from today's country music industry, which prizes young good looks and pop perkiness. Perky is one thing Johnny Paycheck ain't never gonna be.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Johnny Paycheck, The Real Mr. Heartache, reissued by the Country Music Foundation.